not a toy.
Well, that would be in that. So if you got a part or something that you need, you basically put it in the scanner and that, and it 3D scans the whole thing. It probably does all of the the slicing and that for you there too, and that, and you just put it in your printer and it prints it out. That's a great idea.
Well, this guy that's building my Go Box, he has one, and he just scanned it any tone, and he built the case, the holder for it, all down to, like, we're talking, like, hair-type measurements, and he did it with a 3D scanner on the Anytone. It was just, like, almost like the screw pattern's the same, like, get out of here. That's just, like, the detail's incredible.
Well, it's amazing on the stuff that you can actually do now, and that's actually for the public now, and that if you need anything now, you can either say what I just found out today, you can 3D scan it, you can print it, and you can also, if you got a resin printer too, you can do that too. I mean, it's almost getting to the point there to where if you need a part or anything else, now you can just do it yourself.
Yeah, it's funny how the your phone listens to you, because the algorithms know now, and they're sending me all kinds of stuff. I'm like, oh, I need one of those. Oh, I need one of those, too. Oh, of course I need three of those. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julia Mike.
Uniform Julia Mike, how you doing?
That was me just identifying.
Okay, yep. I think it's going to get to be a point where instead of being a throwaway society, if you need something that you can pretty much print it yourself, it'd be going with anything now, with computer boards and all that. You just start making everything now, and that, so you can pretty much have stuff at your ready right away.
Yeah, I saw a guy making a computer board, like, just taking, like, you know, and then lasing it all out, and the laser's so accurate it only just removed the copper that's not a part of the circuit, and just, like, wow, come on.
Yeah, no, that's really, really cool. What are you up to right now?
Going to pick up Quebec Mike Charlie. She had a short day teaching, and yeah, her car's in the shop, so I gotta play Uber.
That's all right. That's all right. So I'm just heading back to Burnaby with my last one and that, and then I gotta go get that control board and that. So that's gonna be the rest of my day.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's supposed to be some big windstorm. Did you hear anything about that?
Off and on and that. I think that's been going for the last couple of days and that there. So between all the rain and everything else that we've been getting, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I think somebody mentioned something on Rainbow Net this morning about some storm heading our way. But yeah, we had one last night. Lots of rain today.
Yeah, it's been really weird today. The rain, the blue skies, the rainbow, back to rain again, and it's just really weird.
Yeah, getting into winter mode. Bike's going to be parked in the house soon.
Yeah, going to start being able to see the snow on the mountains, stuff like that, yep.
All right, at my destination, I'll say 7-3 for now.
All right, you have a great great afternoon. Nice chatting with you.
Likewise, thanks for coming back. Thanks for the chin wag. Victor Echo 7, Uniform Julie Mike 7-3.
7-3.